Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Sean Davis joins the program as we recap the Iowa caucus. And Josh Hawley, Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri, as we talk about the latest border deal coming out of Senator Lankford's office. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. And please subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Joining us now is Senator Josh Hawley, one of the good guys in D.C. He's doing an excellent job. Senator, thank you for taking the time. Senator, your reaction to Donald Trump's decisive 30-plus point win yesterday in the great state of Iowa.
Hey, thank you for having me, Charlie. It's always great to be with you. You know, I would just say that if anybody thinks that this is a surprise, they have not been paying attention for the last, 3 years. I mean, I don't know what it's been. Listen, Donald Trump is the leader of the party. I've been saying this for literally years. He's going to win this nomination. Now it is totally and completely clear that he's going to win the nomination. But here's the other thing that strikes me, Charlie. This really shows you the transformation of the Republican Party. And the D.C. Republicans do not understand this. They don't get it. If you look at who is voting for Donald Trump and coming out to these caucuses, and I'm sure all the other primaries, it is working class voters. Look who voted for the other, for his opponents, Nikki Haley and the rest. Those are the folks who are the college educated or advanced degrees, earn much more money. I mean, the folks who are, frankly, more of the elite. If you look at workaday voters, they are voting for Trump. That's our base now, Charlie. And the D.C. Republicans need to wake up and get it through their head. This is who we are as a party.
Yeah. And it's the people that shower before work and after work. And Senator, Iowa used to be a battleground state. You know Iowa well. It's not far from the great state of Missouri.
Right next door.
Right? It's right next door and shared values and shared worldview. The one area of Iowa, though, it's not dissimilar from Missouri, but it is the Mississippi River Corridor. This used to be, if it's on the eastern part of the state, we have a graphic up. This used to be traditionally old school Union Democrat. These are folks that are in the muscular trades, especially in the Quad Cities. It's where John Deere is headquartered. A lot of tractors, a lot of folks that are in the agrarian type business. That Mississippi River Corridor used to be reliably blue, and Obama won it and Trump flipped it. I'm sure it's similar trends you've seen in Missouri, and it seems as if that is a trend that is staying. However, Senator, I don't know if D.C. Republicans like this. Can you talk about how D.C. Republicans are not exactly thrilled about their newfound constituency?
Oh, yeah, they're not thrilled at all. In fact, I think they're embarrassed by it. And if you look at the policies of the D.C. Republicans, it's the same old thing for the last 30 or 40 years that has threatened to put us in permanent minority status. And here are the policies. It is giveaways to giant corporations that ship our jobs overseas, tax breaks to these corporations that would rather hire Chinese workers and pay them slave wages than hire American workers and pay them honest wages. It is bowing down to the woke corporations who now are forcing their social agenda on this country after they have sold us out economically. You know, that has been, sadly, much of the Republican Party, at least the Republican establishment, for 30, 40 years. Trump challenged that in 2016, and that's why he became the nominee. And that's why he is going to not only be the nominee, that's why he's going to be president again in the space of about 10 months of 11 months. And I think the Republican Party needs to wake up to this, because we are now a working class party, and that's who we should be, Charlie. I mean, this is where the working people of this country are the heart of this country. They built this country, and the only kind of Republican Party worth having is a Republican Party of working people.
And that's a great segue. So, Senator, there's been a fair amount of chatter, and I got pretty aggressive on social media. I'm glad that I did. And Senator Lankford responded saying, oh, it's a bunch of lies and nonsense. But it turns out it wasn't. So can you separate fact from fiction from what seems to be an awful, an insulting, and honestly almost a trolling immigration deal that is, and I put deal in quotes, between Lankford and Schumer? And this is as Fox News reported it. And I want to, if there's anything that is not correct here, Senator, please correct me on air. I'm a stickler for the truth here. But it seems as if the deal that is being negotiated would increase green cards and would allow 5,000 illegals into the country every single day. So they're acknowledging they could get it down from 12,000 to 5,000, but not 5,001 or 4,999. Senator, what are the specifics here? Is this close to the parameters that you're hearing in the Senate?
Well, I have no idea what the specifics are because, Charlie, none of us have, and I mean none of us, have been able to see a lick of text. I mean, nothing, which I think is by design. And listen, I'll just say to James Lankford, who's a friend, I think James has been given an impossible job here by, frankly, Mitch McConnell. He's been told to go and negotiate something where he has no leeway to negotiate. And really, I mean, who's driving this bus is the White House and Chuck Schumer. And you know, the border, they want the border open. They love the border open. That's their whole policy. And we were just talking about working people. I mean, is it going to be good for the working people of this country to flood the labor force in this country with more cheap labor, particularly illegal cheap labor? I mean, is that really going to be good for wages in this country? Of course not. That's one of the reasons wages have been flat for 30 years is because there is too much cheap labor, too many workers, many of them illegal, who are driving down the wages of hardworking Americans. I mean, this has got to stop. And I certainly am not going to vote for something that increases the amount of cheap labor in the country.
Yeah. And I don't, you know, Senator, there's so many different stories that I could talk about. But just here personally, you know, I'm dealing with some family calamity stuff of people in the hospital. And I go to the hospital and they're saying, yeah, we've never seen it so packed before. Because there's illegals that are filling up the hospital and they have to treat them. Native-born Americans are being made to wait in line for emergency medical services, Senator. And I saw it firsthand. I couldn't believe it. It took my breath away. These are people from the third world. They're from Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan. And by the way, native-born Americans that have been here for 70 years and 80 years and paid their taxes that have U.S. passports sometimes get de-emphasized. And I don't want to be inhumane. You know, some of these illegals, they have things. By the way, they come and they have RSV or they're dying and all this. But hold on. They shouldn't be here. The whole system should be set up to prioritize the American worker. I want to emphasize one part of the Senator of this deal. If this is true, they say we'll allow 5,000 illegals into the country every day. Aren't they acknowledging they could get to zero if they wanted to?
Well, absolutely. You know, and Joe Biden could get down to zero if he wanted to. We all know that the way to do it is to enforce the law. And this is why it makes me a little nervous, Charlie, every time the Democrats start saying, well, you know, we have an immigration law problem and we need to overhaul the immigration system. Frankly, no, we don't. We need to enforce the laws that are on the books. Donald Trump had illegal immigration at near all-time lows. How? Because he enforced the law, because he put in place the Remain in Mexico policy, which is a simple common sense policy. If you want to cross over and claim asylum in the United States, you're welcome to apply, but you've got to remain in Mexico or a safe third country while your asylum claims are being processed. You can't just come here, cross the border illegally, claim asylum, and then go who knows where and never show up again in court. Like, he put a stop to that. That is what Joe Biden could do. He doesn't want to do it because he wants the border open. And I frankly think the only way we get the border closed and our laws enforced is if we change the president.
We have to. And so, Senator, what do you – a lot? Some of your colleagues are now endorsing Trump. It seems as if there is momentum there. Can you speak to that, Senator Barrasso, Senator Rubio? It seems as if there is a reality setting in to your Senate colleagues that maybe a year or two ago they would think it's unthinkable. Now it seems inevitable that Donald Trump's going to be the nominee. It seems as if the momentum is really in Donald Trump's favor amongst your colleagues.
Yeah, I think that people are realizing he is going to be the nominee. He is very likely to be the next president of the United States. But really, we need to go even a step further than that, Charlie. It shouldn't just be like, oh, okay, well, you know, I guess we'll acquiesce in this to the voters. They need to listen to what voters are trying to tell them, because it is about the entire outlook of the Republican Party. Voters are saying we don't want yesterday's Republican Party. We don't want the globalists. We don't want the free traders who give our jobs away. We don't want open borders. They're saying no to all of that. They're saying yes to rebuilding America. They're saying yes to working people, right? They're saying yes to getting an economy where you can raise a family on one wage, on a good working wage. That's what they want. And unless the Republican Party becomes that party, we're not going to win. I mean, that's what Trump shows. I think that's the message that Republicans need to wake up and hear.
Senator, you're doing an excellent job. Thank you for fighting for the people of Missouri. You are in cycle right now. I want people to know that. We have to support Senator Hawley. He's been doing such a great job. And so, Senator, thank you so much. We have your back. You're welcome anytime. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Are you tired of progressive companies and exhausted trying to keep up with all the virtue signaling when you're simply just trying to buy products? Progressive Corporate America continues to push messaging that further alienates conservative Americans, all while eroding the future of the American dream. It's prominent all over the country. Retailers like Target are selling chest binders and tuck-friendly bathing suits. It's disgusting. Starbucks is strong-arming their customers to support abortion. The Starbucks Workers Union is on the side of Hamas. Financial services like PayPal are canceling customers for their political views. Thankfully, we don't have to fund these companies any longer. With Public Square, we have a solution. Founded by Michael Seifert, an amazing company. I think so highly of them. We do a lot of work together. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.mob/Charlie Kirk. Public Square is an app and a website where you get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, liberty, family, and freedom. Public Square is free to join, and you get started today at publicsq.mobi/Charlie Kirk, or just download the Public Square app now. That's publicsq.mobi/Charlie Kirk. That's publicsq.mobi/Charlie Kirk. Check it out today. I want to just elaborate on this. Senator Lankford, and I like Senator Hawley, and I know this every time we book a senator, and this is not a criticism. They're all colleagues. They're very close together, and they have to be. They got to work on big stuff. I totally get it. And Senator Hawley was very polite. They're always polite. Senator Lee is polite. Senator Paul, they have this club of the Senate, and I think it's actually probably a good thing where they don't insult each other publicly. I totally get it. But I'm not a senator, so here we go. So Senator Lankford is a real trickster, and this guy's been deployed by the turtle to go negotiate with Chuck U. Schumer. Now, this is the alleged leak framework of the deal. Now, Senator Lankford says that this is not totally true. And he says that, oh, you know, it takes, you know, a lie goes around the world before, you know, the truth has time to put its pants on, you know, that quote that you've heard. And so then we responded, okay, well, what's the truth, Senator Lankford? Can you tell us? Radio silence. Radio silence. Senator Hawley hasn't even seen this deal. So here is the current parameter that is being reported. And if it's not true, Senator Lankford, then publish the text. So Chuck U. Schumer and Senator Lankford, who is, and one thing that really bothers me about Senator Lankford is he's been deployed by the turtle for what reason? Why would the turtle choose Senator Lankford? Because he just won re-election and he's 6 years out from any check and balance from the people, and he's from the reddest of red states. So it's just take advantage of the most conservative state, the most comfortable place that is far away from any sort of election consequence. This is strategic. So Chuck U. Schumer is negotiating with the turtle selection. And the turtle doesn't want to negotiate it because the turtle has to go up for re-election soon. And so he doesn't want any sort of, he wants the most amount of time because he thinks you forget. He thinks you're stupid. Senator Lankford effectively has tenure. Do you know when Senator Lankford's term ends? January of 2029. That's the next time Senator Lankford is up. Senator Lankford was endorsed by Trump. President Trump never should have endorsed him. We did everything we could to prevent that from happening, and we failed. But all those rats got in there, and they said, oh, you know, you have to, you know, endorse. It just really, really upset me. It just really upset me. And anyway, so Senator Lankford wins. In the reddest, Oklahoma is the most conservative state in the country. Okay? Most counties, every single county voted for Trump. Every single county voted for Trump. Trump won by like 70. He like had 70 or 80 points. It is the reddest state. It's not even close. And so isn't it interesting that the reddest states have the squishiest people? Of course, because they take advantage of their voters. Competition is a good thing, everybody. Sometimes it's good to have to win over voters and win over primaries. And Senator Lankford takes advantage of the great people of Oklahoma. No, I'm not going to go the step further and say that he's a fake Christian and all that. I do have questions about how devout of a Christian he is, considering he quotes Bible verses en masse and he allows the raping of women on southern borders and he won't tell us the truth. But I'll say this. Look, people speak very highly about his faith and his Christianity. Fine. By the fruit, we will know the tree. I want to see some fruit, Senator Lankford. Where's the courage? Where's the gusto? However, I'll put that aside for a second, okay? Senator Lankford's border, quote-unquote, deal, as currently reported by FoxNews.com, would increase the amount of green cards by $50,000 a year. It would institutionalize the illegal takeover. And this immediate work permits to every illegal alien released from custody. We're going to give work permits to illegals? So we're going to reward the lawbreaking. You can come into our schools, come into our hospitals, come into our communities. By the way, here's a green card. But here's the one that is the most insulting of all of it. On top of the taxpayer-funded lawyers to help these people. By the way, anything short of mass deportation, you shut the whole government down. This is the one that is, to you, I'm not going to do this on air, but I want you to imagine, can we get a picture of someone just two middle fingers? This is Senator Lankford. He's just doing this to you. He says, I hate you. I hate you. Hey, I hate you. I represent Oklahoma and I hate you. That's Senator Lankford. Two middle fingers straight in your eyes saying, I'm here till 2029. Nothing you can do. Can't touch this. He is trolling you. He is taunting you. That is Senator Lankford saying, oh, you think you got me? If you're in Stillwater or Norman, Oklahoma or Oklahoma City, what are you going to do? Can't touch this till 2029. Boom. He is trolling you, is this part of it. 5,000 migrants per day. They're acknowledging that they could reduce the amount of illegals from 12,000 to 5,000. They're acknowledging it. They're like, yeah, we could bring it down. They're saying, yeah, of course. So this is not a border. By the way, they're acknowledging that this could be fixed. They're telling you it could be fixed. They're telling you that this could be solved. They're telling you that this can, but they said, but not to zero. We'll go to 5,000. So the invasion will continue as planned, but only 5,000 a day, as long as we get all these other amnesty-light concessions. Senator Lankford is flicking you off and trolling you. Dark clouds are gathering as markets shudder. Stocks are sinking and currency stumbling. Fear and uncertainty reign. The Middle East, Ukraine, Taiwan, the debt, it is endless. Yet one asset historically stands firm. It is gold. In crisis after crisis, gold is there in the background. Its enduring value guards against loss, like a missile shield against incoming. If paper wealth burns, gold has shown the strength to persist. Noble Gold says to shield your savings against looming threats, war, recession, contagion, and avoid the frenzied panic of the unprepared. Noble Gold says take control in the chaos. Brave warriors say that fortune favors decisive action. Noble warns to get a hold of gold now before the price could be out of reach. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every new IRA. Claim your free coin today as this new storm gathers, panic looms, and some of the places you were thinking of for your money, well, they don't look so clever anymore. We balance our asset mix to shield a future from disaster. Research opening a Noble Gold Investments IRA to claim your free bullion coin today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com, the only gold company I could personally speak of for their service. Colin does an amazing job at NobleGoldInvestments.com. People are asking, how do we recall Senator Lankford unless there's some provision in the Oklahoma Constitution, which there likely is not. He's in until 2029. And they're not going to kick him out of the Senate with his colleagues. And that's just the way it works. We'll look into it, by the way. If there is a provision to kick out Senator Lankford, I don't think there's anything on the state. This is why that ridiculous, I think it's the 17th Amendment, right? I want to make sure I get that right. I want to make sure I'm precise. Is it the 17th Amendment? I think it is. Double check. Where's my handy dandy Constitution here? Yeah, 17th. Good. Woo. You get those teens wrong, you could have a bad clip on Twitter. You get the teens off. You want to get that mixed up. Okay, the 17th Amendment. You get rid of the direct election of the direct election of senators. That I'm perfectly cool repealing that one. The other teens, if I called for repealing of, I'll have a revolt. So repeal the 17th Amendment. The other ones we can leave aside. So we can't recall him. He thinks he's better than you. He does whatever he wants. And finally, he's welcome on our show. Senator Lankford, you're welcome on our show. We'll have a conversation. You can explain, your wonderful dealings with Chuck Hugh Schumer. You can explain, your great belief in the Bible and Christianity and tell us where in the scriptures it says that we should have open borders and the raping of women and fentanyl in our communities and the overrunning of our schools and hospitals and why you lied to the voters of Oklahoma. You could show me the scripture where it says, I shall lie when I run for election. I'd love to hear that, Senator Langford. You're welcome on the program anytime. But he's untouchable. He's one of the untouchables. He thinks he's better than you. He's a very weak person, obviously. You know, people around him say he doesn't have what it takes. And, you know, Chuck Hugh Schumer is just running over him the same way that Hakeem is running over Speaker Johnson. These people are gutless wonders, but he's welcome on the program. So we'll see. We'll see what ends up happening. All right. We now have Sean Davis from The Federalist. Sean, I'm hearing that the DeSantis influencer community is on life support after last evening. Your reaction to the Iowa caucus results?
Yeah, it was a tough night for them, but not a particularly surprising one. Everyone knew going in that this wasn't a real primary. Trump is so far ahead in the polls. It's really just an exercise in futility at this point. So I give Nikki Haley, Vivek, DeSantis props. You did your best. Trump goes into Iowa, gets a majority in a crowded primary. And I think we're at the point now where we should stop pretending that we actually have a primary going on and understand Trump's going to be the nominee. If you don't like that, sorry, it's reality. And get to the actual general election, because the longer we spend in the primary, the less time we spend as a party unified beating up Joe Biden.
So Sean, you've been covering this really well at The Federalist. You've been doing a great job. Can you just comment on the amount of money spent in Iowa? And just objectively, Donald Trump was able to make history despite all the money spent against him. And even his team, you know, I called some people. They said, boy, we'll be happy if we hit 40%. Cracking 50%. That's significant. That is a heavy, heavy lift. The kind of Trump overperforming polls strikes again. Your thoughts, Sean Davis?
Yeah, I think there was something like, what, $200, $225 million spent in Iowa total between Haley, DeSantis, Trump. I don't really think Trump spent all that much there. I think Nikki Haley was the one who spent the most on advertising. So yeah, the anti-Trump coalition spent just a butt ton of money in Iowa, and Trump still got over 50%. So look, I get New Hampshire's next week. Nikki Haley is banking on Democrats voting in that open primary, putting her over the top. It won't surprise me if she wins next week with all the Democrats voting there. But after that, we head to South Carolina, her home state. She's going to get crushed there, and it's over. So I just don't understand what the point is anymore in entertaining this fiction that it's a contested primary. It's not. We need to get to the general, and we need to get to Bash and Biden together.
Yeah, in one of the strangest clips I've ever seen in American politics is that someone, I don't know how you get to this. If you're reading a script from somebody, Nikki Haley comes up and she, after taking third place, she says, I can safely say tonight Iowa made this Republican Party a two-person race. It's very bizarre. Let's play cut 45.
I can safely say tonight Iowa made this Republican primary a two-person race. Tonight, I will be back in the great state of New Hampshire. And the question before Americans is now very clear. Do you want more of the same? No. Or do you want a new generation of conservative leadership?
Boy, I never knew the Lockheed Martin shareholder meeting was that enthusiastic. They're a boisterous crowd over there. I got to tell you, you know, at Raytheon, they got great spirit. Sean, what is she talking about here? Two-person race, she finished third.
I think it's that neocon math that's striking again, that if you just give Zelensky $250 billion, he'll beat Russia. And that if, you know, we spend 20 years in Afghanistan, we'll win. Like, are we really surprised that Nikki Haley got that wrong? It's kind of what she does. And I agree. I do want a different generation of conservative leader. I don't want the generation that led us into, two awful, disastrous, pointless wars that gave us not just Barack Obama, but gave us Joe Biden. I think Nikki Haley is right. I think we don't want that stale neocon GOP leadership of the past, 20 years in office, which means she's disqualified. So bye bye, Nikki.
So I totally agree. We need to try to end this primary before it really gets, you know, to Super Tuesday and consolidate behind Trump. I want to play a tape here, Sean, just from a messaging standpoint. The media, it's either they are delusional or they have a lot of data. One of the two. There's nothing in the middle. Either they're delusional or they have some reason why they're fixating on this. And when Rachel Maddow goes all in on something, I tend to listen because she's not a dummy. She has no wisdom. She's incredibly aggressive, but she's not a dummy. I want you to listen to this. She's so focused on fascism, fascism, fascism. Play Cut 47 of the Ugly People channel. Play Cut 47.
If we are worried about the rise of authoritarianism in this country, we are worried about potential rise of fascism in this country. If we're worried about our democracy falling to an authoritarian and potentially fascist form of government. The leader who is trying to do that is part of that equation.
Mm-hmm.
But people wanting that
correct.
Is a much mm-hmm. bigger part mm-hmm. of that
That's
equation.
Right.
But once you have radicalized one major party so that those are the preferences of the people who adhere to your party, the leader is interchangeable. Mm-hmm. And yes, Trumpism is sometimes what we call it.
Mm-hmm.
MAGA movement is probably a better way to do it. But there is an authoritarian mm-hmm. movement inside
yes.
Republican politics that isn't being bamboozled by Trump.
Mm-hmm.
They are pushing Trump
yeah.
to get more and more
That's
extreme
right.
because the more extreme things he says,
The more they
adhere
to him.
Yeah. All right, Sean. So this is not a mistake. It's not a one-off comment. This has obviously been rehearsed. It is being deployed. Where is this coming from? Help us make sense of this.
Well, first off, I loved Joy Reid's Donald Trump wig. I thought it was a weird choice for her, as much as she hates him, to put the Trump wig on for his big victory in Iowa. But props to her, I guess. Good job trying to pull off the Trump joy. This has been happening, I think, since before the midterms, where Joe Biden gave that crazy demonic speech with the troops, like with his shock troops in the background, with the creepy red lighting. And they're clearly all in on this fascist authoritarian thing, which I find crazy because it's not Republicans trying to put their voters, opponents in prison. It's not Republicans trying to put their top political leader's opponent in prison. It's not Republicans trying to shut down free speech. It's not Republicans trying to take away your right to defend yourself. This is all being done by the Democrats. And for them to throw around the F word of fascism, when you have literal fascism with the state working with media outlets and with the tech oligarchy to shut down their opponents, that's actual fascism. I just find it so completely insane. They're projecting, but at the same time, they've decided, and I don't know whether it's because they've got good polling data or when your record is as bad as Joe Biden's is, you really have nothing to do but call your opponent Hitler. But that's clearly their strategy going in. They're just going to call him Hitler. And don't you wish you could go back in time and get rid of Hitler? Well, we can't do that. So we're just going to put him in prison, in a couple of different states with a bunch of trumped up charges. That's what they're doing. That's their whole strategy. It is the most authoritarian, fascist, insanely anti-democratic strategy we have ever seen in American political history.
Sean, I want you to riff just, Vivek Ramaswamy has dropped out of the race. What do you think his contribution meant to the movement, shifting the Overton window amongst kind of more the intelligentsia of the conservative movement? How should we think about Vivek Ramaswamy's presidential run?
To me, he was the most interesting candidate in there who wasn't Trump, because he was actually saying the things that we all know are true that for some reason none of the other candidates would say. In hindsight, Vivek was running the campaign that Ron DeSantis should have run, and instead of stupidly trying to take Trump head on and thinking that was going to work out well for him. I love that Vivek was tearing down the COVID nonsense, that he was tearing down the FBI nonsense, that he called out J6 for what it was, which was not an insurrection at all. If anything, it was a Fedsurrection. So I think he did great work talking about things that the media doesn't want anyone on the right talking about. And I hope going forward, he will be continue to do what he was doing, which is talking about issues that the establishment never wants us to talk about because it makes them look stupid and corrupt and incompetent. So I thought he was great. I don't want him to go away. I hope he sticks around and keeps doing what he was doing.
Sean Davis, the Federalist, is doing great. Everyone should check it out. Sean, thank you so much.
Thank you, Charlie.
By the way, we're getting a lot of emails about Senator Lankford. Here's how it's going to work. Okay, Jim, if you continue this garbage, we're going to have no choice, but I will personally go out to Oklahoma. We'll do a series of events and rallies. We will primary anyone associated with you. We will make you the least popular senator in Oklahoma. You might not be up till 2029, but MAGA remembers, Oklahoma remembers. We're not going to put up with this. You've been warned. Walk out of the room. Stop negotiating with Chuck U. Schumer. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. To thank you, they're having an overstock clearance sale right now for the best prices ever when you use promo code Kirk and you get free shipping on your entire order. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0 and the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and won't last long. Get six-pack towel sets for only $29.98 and take advantage of the free shipping on larger items like mattresses and mattress toppers. The 100% made in USA on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale, from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels that actually absorb dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, and so much more. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-875-0425. Use promo code Kirk and get free shipping on your entire order. So call 800-875-0425 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. That is MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. I think so highly of Mike Lindell. He's a great patriot. He's a terrific person. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. I love Oklahoma. Maybe I have to go visit and go do a bunch of events there and get the grassroots going. We have a bunch of emails of people that are coming from Oklahoma. They said, Charlie, we'd love to have you. We'd love to have you. We'd love to have you. Okay. Let's see what we got to do. By the way, call his office, stop by his local office. We received an email here. Charlie, they said this. Charlie, I heard about the Senator Lankford. I try to stop by his office. They won't talk to me. They said to fill out a form. It sounds about right. In the local Oklahoma office. It's unbelievable. And here's the thing. The reddest states deserve better than this. It's one of the tragedies of the modern American political reality. Is that the reddest states, the people that want what's best for the country, they don't have a party that shares their values. There should be a non-negotiable. By the way, if the turtle wants a deal negotiated, go send Susan Collins. She's a moderate. No, but she's going to be in cycle. So he knows what he's doing. You can say a lot about the turtle. First of all, he's vicious. He's a vicious man. He is vengeful. But he's very strategic. So he sits in the room. This is how it works, the turtle. And he's like, okay, this is how they hate you, okay? The masses are complaining about the border. And I'm afraid that if we don't pretend to do something on the border, then the uppity pimp in the T-shirt in Kiev won't get another $250 billion, right? Because the number one priority for the turtle is the war between Ukraine and Russia. He has said it before. He'll say it again. It is the number one priority for the turtle. Most important thing happening in the world, according to Senator McConnell, is Ukraine-Russia. So the only reason why that he is deploying somebody to even try to talk about the border is that it might interfere the money flow going to Ukraine. So McConnell looks through his roster and he says, okay, who can I deploy to quote-unquote negotiate? By the way, Lankford is nothing more than a proxy of the turtle. Everything Lankford is doing, he's back-channeling with McConnell. Everything. You're trying to tell me that Lankford is making the decision on his own. You look at him, you say, boy, that is a weak human being. You look at Lankford, like, I wouldn't put that guy to negotiate a home loan or negotiate a home deal. I mean, that guy, again, nice guy, Baptist minister, not exactly a wartime type guy. You look at him, you say, geez. And he's never really fought for anything. He's totally lied to the voters of Oklahoma. He's uniparty. He's just, honestly, he doesn't represent the values of Oklahoma. And big government, big Boeing, big Raytheon, big Lockheed Martin, big pharma, big Pfizer, he's on board for all that stuff. He talks good game, does nothing. So Senator Lankford then is an attaché and is connected with McConnell. So McConnell looks through his roster and he starts with this. Who is from the reddest state so that we could take advantage of the voters, right? Who is from the reddest state that is loyal to me, that is the furthest away from the accountability of the voters? And by the way, there's the Senator Lankford phone number. And by the way, Senator Lankford, he says, oh, don't let the cart before the horse. We're still negotiating. Okay, then why haven't you denied any of these details, man? And by the way, excuse me, I don't trust you. I'm sorry, I don't trust you. I've been knifed by Johnson and knifed by, I inherently do not trust you. You do not have the presumption of innocence. You have the presumption of guilt. I'm sorry, you do. If you're in D.C. negotiating a deal with Chuck U. Schumer, you start from, I presume you're guilty until proven innocent. You do not even have earned it. I do not assume that you're doing something virtuous or wonderful or courageous. No, I assume you're selling us out until proven otherwise, especially based on the deal, the details that have been leaked. But so McConnell, he deploys, this is how it works. McConnell says, okay, who's the furthest away from the voters in the reddest state possible, who's loyal to me, that can go and do exactly what I want to do, but I myself don't want to do this because I'm actually going to have to face the voters soon, which McConnell fears. So he deploys Lankford into Oklahoma, from Oklahoma into the room. And again, he goes through all the other people that very well could have been negotiating. Again, it's ridiculous. And they don't want the border to be secure. Of course not. They want Ukraine to get funded. This is all because that we have stopped the funding to Ukraine. All of it. Again, call the senator. Be polite. Don't use any curse words. He's still a United States senator. Be very, very clear. Don't let the style get in the way of the substance, okay? Don't let them be like, oh, we're getting all these angry calls and people are irrational. Let the substance be above the style. Be polite. Give them no reason how you say hello. Thank you so much. I want to tell you, I think that you're participating in an act of treason against the people of Oklahoma. And if you continue this, we'll make you the least popular senator in America. Thank you so much. Stop negotiating. Okay. Call the senator. Let him know how you feel. It's an insult. Why do we have a Republican Party that gives Chuck Schumer what he wants? Speaker Johnson, Senator Lankford, the turtle, you deserve better. That's why Trump did so well in Iowa, everybody. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.